The Plotcast Podcast with the Potty Plotters.
Oh, hello and welcome back to the Potty Plotters Plotcast Podcast. We've had a problem saying that all week, haven't we, Julia?
We've had a problem talking all week, haven't we?
No, I haven't.
No. That'll be the day. That'll be the day. Yeah, right. We need to phone the emergency services if you stop talking, I can tell you. Yeah.
I did once. I had tonsillitis. Anyway, I had my tonsils out and that sorted it. But
have you ever done a sponsored silence? Oh, Gareth's cheering there. That's not very nice. Carry on, Elaine. It's
right,
your go.
Thank you. Okay, then. This is season two and it's episode 13. I am Elaine.
And I'm Julia.
And in this episode, we're going to talk about moving on your tomatoes because it's nearly time, actually. And I'm going to give you an update on the chard from episode 11, it was, and on Gareth's when we did those sliced tomatoes in episode 10.
Okay.
We're going to talk about what to do with your dahlias. I've got success on that, and you have as well, so we'll talk about that. And how to tell how everything is growing. We're going to talk about planting out the beetroot seedlings and a lesson in making straw braries.
Straw braries, you say?
Yes, so there's loads, so let's get going.
Okay.
If you'd like to support the podcast, you can leave us a tip at ko-fi.com/thepottyplotters. That's ko-fi.com/thepottyplotters. And we'll love you forever.
If you want to get in contact with us, you can get us via Facebook, Instagram and Twitter, or X at Potty Plotters, TikTok at The Potty Plotters, email us naughtycorner@pottyplotters.uk, or check out the website pottyplotters.uk.
And if you're wondering what all the noise is in the background, there are people moving about because we've got guests, we've got visitors actually, haven't we today?
Yes.
And we are sat outside in the beer garden, birds are singing, but the wind is blowing.
It's getting up.
It was raining a little while ago. Have we had a day yet that it hasn't rained?
No.
Okay,
sorry.
Then. Right then. Well, first thing is, I want to talk to you about Gareth's sliced tomatoes.
Oh, yes.
Now then, Gareth, you've not got a speaking part today, but I just want you to ooh and ah over what I've got in my hand.
Ooh.
Thank you very much. Right then, that's all that we wanted, because what we've got here are your sliced tomatoes we did a couple of episodes ago. Do you remember they are in a recycled container here, and I've had another one on the top forming a little greenhouse. And as you can now see, Gareth, that is your OOR, isn't it?
Mm.
And I would say, how many do you think?
I think he's got about 15 plants there, but he's not having 15 plants because he's because he's got a small greenhouse, a 6x4, and we filled it too much last year, and things hadn't got room to grow. So, as a maximum, he can have two of them. Oh, he's shaking his head.
It's brutal.
What do you want? Tell peppers and cucumbers.
Yeah.
Well, then
more of them.
These are his.
Well, he can have them.
He'll have them in a minute.
Yeah, he can have them, but he's not putting all of them in the greenhouse, I'm telling you.
No. All right, then. So, evidently, well, we've got a lot of them, but you're not having them. So, anyway, we'll grow those on, yes. Now, then, it is fair to say, though, from the slices, you can see where the seeds are growing, but they are not big enough at the moment to prick out. That means moving on to their next space because they've only got their baby leaves. It's when they get their true leaves, which are tomato leaves, that we will then start to move them into their own little plant pots. Okay. So at the moment, these are going to go back. I'm going to put the top back on, Julia.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And the top can go back on, and that can go back into the polytunnel for another couple of weeks. But that's the update on your tomatoes, Gareth. No good standing there shrugging your shoulders, lad, is it? Right, Julia, I think he's got it on him. Let's get moving.
Okay.
So, update on the chard. I'm just knocking all the compost off. The chard and the cucumber seeds.
Yes.
Now then, the chard has shot up.
Yes.
Incredibly so. And it's all in the recycled 6x6 container, I would say.
Yeah.
Only around an inch and a half of multi-purpose compost. But what do we do next, if at all anything? Because I can see they've only got pretend leaves as well. When I say pretend, they're not pretend. They're
They're not real. They are, but they're not their true leaves. So they're not the leaves of the chard plant itself that you would pick and eat. So what we're going to do, again, we're going to wait until the true leaves start to appear, and then we're going to prick them out and pot them on, and possibly into cell trays or individual trays. Depends how many you want, Elaine, because we know once they get going, they really do get going. And can you remember when Martin Plot One planted a whole hedge of them?
They did, but they looked brilliant.
They did. They
don't give Gareth ideas, because he likes chard.
Yeah, but there's only so much chard you can eat, isn't there?
I'll have... So, and the cucumber seeds. Now, it was the first week we had nothing at all, because I kept peeping in every day. Now, people who set seeds know what I'm on about. You become obsessed, don't you?
You do, yeah.
Every day you just have another peek. And it's like, if you creep up quietly and have a little look, then maybe they will have peeped out. But actually, nothing. Nothing for a whole week. And then... all of them came out.
Yep, all of them at once.
Brilliant. So we're dead happy with those. But again, they have only got two leaves. They're just forming their real leaves, their true leaves.
Yep.
So again, that will probably be a fortnight before we at least start to move them.
Yeah, you're not going to be pricking them out though, are they? Because we planted them into their own cells because, of course, cucumbers don't like their bottoms being interfered with.
Not at all, no. Ooh. So when we move them into their next pot, they will go lock, stock, and barrel.
Yes, they will. Yeah.
Okay, then. So that's all about those.
Dahlias, well, what are we doing with the dahlias, Elaine?
I've been so happy with the dahlias. They've actually all, at the moment, started to grow.
Yes.
We've done it right. And what we're doing, rather than putting them into the soil, because it's absolutely sodden up here still, what we've done is we've put them all into buckets and big plant pots, haven't we?
Yeah.
They've been fantastic. But I know a certain person tapping my hand.
Yeah, Gareth won't like you tapping. No, I know.
But it's been a bit like
stop
that.
Stop tapping.
Okay, then.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody has been taking cuttings off somebody else's dahlias. So now putting your head down, Julia. What have you been up to?
Well, you know, share and share alike. It's your...
I think it was more like steal and get away with it.
I'm not damaging your plants. What I'm doing is creating more siblings for them. That's what I'm doing, because your plants have been throwing out lots of shoots. So I, you know, you really only want about 3 to 5 leaves growing. And so I've seen yours that got 6 or 7. So all I'm doing really is thinning them out for you. That's what I like to think of it as. And all I've been doing is taking cuttings off your tubers.
And how difficult is that?
It's not that hard. I have got my scalpel, or rather my old craft knife, and all I've been doing is taking, going back along the leaf that's developing. Once it's developed about 3 or 4 true leaves, been going right back to the tuber, and then really a very, very fine slither of the tuber has come away.
Okay.
And then I've popped them into some rooting powder, and then I've popped them into a plant pot with multi-purpose compost. I've covered them with a humidity dome, so like the clear tops that you put on them, and I'm just giving them a couple of weeks to settle down and take root. And I have to say, the ones I've done already have taken root, so I'm very happy. I'm going to have almost a matching display of your dahlias on my plot.
You can say tubers. Did I tell you that I used to play one as a child?
Yeah, no.
Anyway.
I used to play a banjo as well.
What else did you play? Yeah. I just wanted to be a music teacher. No, I do that now.
Yeah.
One thing I was going to tell you was that I've been to the hairdresser's today. You can't tell now.
Because I
am a bit windblown, but shorter than I was.
Yes.
Not physically.
No, that'd be nice if you were. Yeah.
You won't do the greenhouses as good then. Right then. And she said to me, oh, you'd be proud of me because I've done some of them begonias that you did last year. I said, I've never done a begonia in my life. She obviously doesn't pay attention when I'm talking to her. Right then. And then I said, do you mean dahlias? Yes, she said. I've put 2 in buckets in the backyard. Said I, how have you done that? And she said, well, I've just put them into a bucket of compost and covered them up. Yes, I gave her that look that you are now giving me, Julia. It was a shock, horror. What on earth are you on about? I said, give them me and I'll take them back with me now. So All I'm going to say is dahlias as tubers are really easy to pot on, aren't they?
Yes.
And we've done it because of the bad weather.
Yes.
So normally we'd put them into the ground,
yes,
being May,
yep,
but we just are bothered that it's too wet.
Yes.
So how do you actually know how to plant a dahlia tuber? I know we've talked about it before, but just reiterate that bit.
So to plant a dahlia tuber, you need a plant pot that's just a little bit bigger than the tuber. And then when you plant it, you need to have room to spread it out. So almost
so
like...
all them lumpy bits.
All the lumpy bits. Some of them have got fat lumpy bits. Some of them have
we
got...
We all have, Julia.
And some of them have got long, thin bits. But basically, they look like a big... hand. And so you need to be able to lay them as they sit naturally is what I would say. So sit whether they go flat or whether they sit a little bit pointing down. But the main thing is that you have a little bit of the stem poking
so
upwards.
So the old stem from
the
last
stem.
Year.
Yeah.
And you can see it's an old stem because it stands erect.
Yes, that's
and we'll
right.
leave it at that.
Yeah.
Okay then. Then what do you do?
I just give them a little bit of a drink from the bottom in the plant pot. So just pop them in a tray full of water. Let them take up a little bit of water, and then that is enough really to get the tuber to start growing.
And do you cover the stalk that's poking
no,
up?
Or no.
So that is the little bit that you leave poking out.
Yes, that's right.
And also about labelling, most important.
Oh yeah, because they're so different, aren't they? But you can't tell. It's like any plant, you can't tell once it starts to grow what variety it is unless you're a real expert.
Have you labelled the stolen ones that you've had off my plot?
Yes, I have, thank you. You labelled them very well, so I was able to copy.
All right, thanks.
The Plotcast Podcast with the Potty Plotters.
In front of me here, I've got some beetroot seedlings. Now then, that was almost attached to his slice. You know, he's now going to take charge of those, isn't he?
No,
yeah.
No.
Okay then. So what we've got is a tray full of Solyndra beetroot, and the Solyndra beetroot you can see now have shot up, and the great thing is, Julia, it's only taken since the end of March, so these have been slow to get going as well. They weren't happy, but they are now, and as you can see, they've got their true leaves that are now coming. This is in a recycled square container filled with multi-purpose compost, and all I've done is I've scattered leaves, seeds, should say, around an inch apart over the top, and they've come lovely, haven't they?
Yeah.
These are out my greenhouse.
So what are you going to do with them now, Elaine?
Right, so what I'm going to do is I keep, as you know, in my handbag a spoon.
Yes.
It's just a thing.
Yes.
So all I'm going to do is I'm going to get a spoon, pop it underneath, right underneath, into the bottom of this compost, and as you can see,
I can see the root system. Yeah, you're
so
covered in compost as well, but roots underneath. Yeah,
it's all over his microphone. I tell you what, he's not going to be happy by the time he leaves here, is he?
No.
So, and then all you do is you pop that up, get the spoon underneath, and then individually I will plant those every 3 to 4 inches apart on my plot.
Okay.
I will put a line out as well, so I'll follow the line with these beetroot, but that is enough there for at least one row.
And when will they be ready to eat?
Not until about 8 weeks, so they will take between 8 and 12 weeks.
Ooh.
Which is a long time.
Yeah.
But Julia, it's so cold out here, unless we get a heat wave in the next few weeks, I don't know what we can do. You've got some in your polytunnel.
I've got some in my polytunnel. That'll see us through, Elaine.
Well, it will, because you've stolen my dahlias. I might nick your beetroot.
Okay.
Fair dues.
Contact the Potty Plotters anytime on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at Potty Plotters, or email naughtycorner@pottyplotters.uk.
We always ask people to get in touch, if you recall, Julia, which is where we always struggle. One person has been in touch. Not only has she been in touch, but we've actually invited her over here.
And she is. I know, that's very brave
of
her.
How very, very naive of her. Angela Higson. And Angela, you got in touch with us over the border in Leicester because of your... Well, What do we call it? Your bra crafts? Your interest in bras? Tell us all about it.
That's it. I have a fetish with bras. Yes.
Anyway, there you go.
Yes, I take unwanted bras that would normally end up probably in landfill, as charity shops don't want them, and I craft with them along with some of my lovely friends, and we then go on to sell the items which make money for breast cancer charities.
And the important thing there, though, Angela, is that until we actually met you, I didn't realise that charity shops won't take bras.
Yeah, some of them will take them for weight, where they might send them off to be recycled.
Okay.
But, and I think there is an odd charity shop who might sell them, but the majority of them, because it's underwear, won't sell them, no.
So how did you get into it?
So I found three of my daughter's bras after she'd left home that she'd left in a drawer. I was sorting it out and they were really pretty, so I thought I'd take them to the charity shop, and they said, no, we don't take underwear. So I thought, I'm not going to put those in the bin. I'll come home, and as I'm an absolutely mad crafter, I thought I'd have a go at making something. So I did. I made a couple of things from it, and the idea was born. Maybe these could be sold to raise money for breast cancer.
See, that's not normal in itself, is it? No. When you think about
I'm
it.
I'm not normal.
Why would you think, ooh, three bras, I'm going to make something out of those?
Well, you've got to do something. I mean, what would make you think putting strawberries in your bra relay?
Yes.
What's the difference between us stuffing our bras with strawberries and Angela turning them into craft things?
Point taken, Julia. 1-0. Okay then, Angela, so what have you been making? Let's
right,
have
so first of all, I've got you a present. So all these presents along. So I've got one
thank
for you.
You.
One for you, Elaine.
Thank
and
you.
And I've even bought one for Gareth. So.
Oh!
So if you have a look at those, they are little bra angels. So they're little angels, and they've got a small amount of bra lace around them to make the tutu. And they've got that lovely little poem, if you'd like to read it out, maybe.
Wherever you may wander, wherever you may roam, may this angel charm protect you, keep you safe and guide you home. Ooh. Now then, we don't want to be going home too early, though, because husbands don't expect that.
Do you think we could have it direct guide you to the allotment?
Yeah, can you do a different one?
Yes, we can. We do bespoke.
Yeah, we don't want to go home, do we? No,
well,
no.
That's beautiful, because it's a little angel of about 1.5 inches, and it's a tiny piece of blue and grey pretty lace with angel wings that are made of metal and a little blue bead on a hook attached to some, well, what is that? Is that elastic?
No, it's just silver cord.
Silver cord. It's absolutely beautiful. And that is clipped into a piece of card with our poem on in a little net. There. A little net.
Excuse me, organza bag.
Oh, sorry.
Organza bag.
Anyway, next.
Now.
That's an organza now then.
What's that good for, Elaine?
Ooh. I don't know.
Well, as our flowers start to develop, we can pop that over the head and it'll stop them getting damaged.
Oh, there you
top
go.
Top tip
then.
There.
So, and there it says bra crafts on it. Well, that's absolutely wonderful. But how do you get I mean, do you sell these?
Yeah,
what do
they
you do?
Sell for £4. You can get them on our website, www.bracrafts.com, or at craft fairs. So, yeah, they sell for £4, and all the money goes to breast cancer charities.
That's marvellous. So, what made you decide to donate to the bra cancer?
I've had breast cancer myself.
Breast cancer.
I've had breast cancer myself.
Right.
My grandma had breast cancer and died from it. So, but if I'm absolutely honest, because I love crafting and I just enjoyed making it, and then I thought, oh, because I'm going to be doing a lot, I can actually combine my hobby with making some money. So it's win-win, really.
That's wonderful,
it's
isn't
brilliant.
It?
Yeah. And not a lot of people would have heard of you, I'm sure. And you go all over the place doing sales, I presume. What
yeah,
do you
so
do?
I started a year ago, and as I say, when I thought, oh, this is okay, and my friends started to start buying the products, I started to get them to craft. So I've got a friend, Karen, who's come along with me today, and she started to make a few things, and then another friend, Cherie, and then I might even get you two to make something. So it can literally be anything. So if you're into knitting, you could knit a little teddy bear and then just get a bra that nobody wants, cut the lace up and make a little tutu up for it. So really, as long as it contains a small amount of bra lace or anything. If, for example, I'm just showing you these. These are lovely earrings. They're green, and there's three rings on those, and they're all from the bra finding. So where your bra strap joins your bra, you have the little round ring. So they're cut off and made into earrings.
That's clever, isn't it?
And
yeah.
If you imagine all the different colourful bras that you get, we can get some amazing different colours. So we make earrings.
You will not believe that.
No,
would you?
No.
And then the bra wires, they were a while before we could think about what to do with
those. Oh, now we've had a few bra wires in our time.
We had an incident live on air, didn't we?
Yeah.
It poked Elaine under the armpit.
You know how they just come out now and again, don't they?
Elaine, you could have whipped it out and made a card.
Well, what I did, I whipped it out, shocked Gareth. After he picked himself up off the floor, what we actually said was that we could make some
mini cloches
and make some cloches. So we were going to put them to use. But that's a better use. That's a beautiful card.
Yeah, so it's a washing line. We make a washing line out of it and then hang a mini bra onto it. So we use those as washing lines with a little saying, good friends are like bras, they never leave you hanging.
Now, Angela, how did you find us and what is it we can do for you?
Okay, so I found you because my friend Karen was listening to Twiggy on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
And he was interviewing a lady and she knew I was after celebrities to donate the bras because then I thought I could make celebrity bra items. She heard the model on the radio, so she said, oh, why don't you sort of give a Twiggy a ring or a text, which I did do. From that, Twiggy interviewed me and mentioned the Potty Plotters. And because I'm not from Derby, I hadn't heard of you ladies, but now I have. I think you're fabulous. And he told me about your straw braries.
Yeah.
And I thought, I need to get in touch with you because I'd like to know how to make a straw braary.
And you brought bras with you of every colour of the rainbow, and I've already snaffled one,
well,
Julia.
Well done, that's
and
lovely.
And the reason that I've got this one, it's, I would say, cream with polka dot, lots of lace around it, but the main thing is big cups.
Yeah, we need a big cup to be able to fill them to support the strawberry.
Absolutely. When I see ladies with big boobs, I can just think of all the nice things that you can make out of that bra lace.
Yeah. I mean, we've got a lady on site who's got massive ones. And,
oh, I bet she'd
know,
make some lovely items.
Well, she could make a tent, I don't know about much more, and we could all sit under it. But there you go. So what we would do now is, we've got plenty of strawberry plants that Julia's been looking after this last week.
Well, what I can say is, Jerry was having a right clear out of his plot, and he got hundreds of strawberries, and I thought, hey, we can make use of them. So I've potted them on and I'm getting a nice root system established with these strawberry plants that he just, to be brutally, lobbed them to one side. So they are salvaged. But now what we'll do is we'll cut a slit in the bras.
So where this is padded, padded bras are brilliant because it's the inserts that we want to take out. So all that we do is snip across the top here and we get into the inside of the bra. Then we pull the inner from the outer and that actually has a little cup inside.
Yep.
Then all we do is we've got loads of compost. We fill it full of compost and pop the strawberry plant on the top and then backfill with compost. We do it for both cups and then we simply hang by stapling the straps or we've done it before with nails, haven't we?
Or
and
if
whack
you,
some nails
yeah,
in.
Or even if you've got like hanging brackets, you could put two next door next to one another. And I mean, the thing is that we're here quite often and we can water them quite regularly because obviously they do take quite a bit of watering, especially when they're swelling with the fruits. But what I would suggest, if you are making some for people to take away, perhaps get some swell gel, which will hold the water a little bit more.
Okay.
And that will help keep the water in, save water in as often as we would perhaps do. But
and it would fill the cup out. Oh,
it would.
Now, they would look like loveliness, wouldn't they? I was going to say something else and I forgot where we were. But they would look absolutely lovely. But honestly, they make people titter. I think that's the appropriate word.
Yeah.
As they go round the allotments, and that's what we always do for open days. So people out there, if you've got an open day coming up, why not do this? Where do you want people to send bras to?
If they look on our website, they'll see it says donate your bra, and we have got several places around around the country now, really. Going over to Ireland actually now, and somebody in Malta's just started crafting with bras as well. But because we're local in Derby, there's two places I know in Melbourne, but obviously people come in all the time forward saying, oh, I don't mind being a bra donation point. So if you're a business and you don't mind having one of our bra donation boxes, that would be great. You could come forward. So say the public can just go and have a look to see where their nearest drop-off point is for the bras.
I think, Julia, do you need yours on today, love?
Yes, because I think I could make some nice straw bras.
With the sports bra work.
You never know till you have a go.
If you'd like to support the podcast, you can leave us a tip at ko-fi.com/thepottyplotters. That's ko-fi.com/thepottyplotters. And we'll love you forever.
Well, thanks ever so much to Angela. I mean, not only for coming all this way over here physically to meet us, thinking that we're some sort of celebrity. Well, we're not. But what we will do is we will give a shout out and remind everybody yet again, World Naked Gardening Day on May the 4th.
Yeah.
Get them out there. That's all I will say.
Get them out there. Use it as an opportunity to have a new bra and send them to Angela. And we've got ours off now. And what are we doing next week, Elaine?
Freezing! And also, we're going to be looking at sunflowers again, and we're going to be sowing some squashes and courgettes. Oh, when I say sowing, we've done a lot of sowing this week, haven't we?
Yeah.
I don't mean sowing as S-E-W, as in what Angela does, but sowing seeds.
Yeah.
S-O-W. That's what we're going to be
doing.
Thank
you for that
clarification. If you don't know about it, it doesn't matter.
No.
Nobody really understands what it is that I talk about anymore. Anyway, I'm going to get these off.
Okay.
You're taking yours off.
It's off.
The Plotcast Podcast with the Potty Plotters is an Amberland Media production.